Did you have any moment to think to yourself, you know, this has been a long road, I'm happy to be back on the field?
Not really. It was going so fast. I mean, now the game's over. You know, I thought about it, but, you know, it's just good to be back out there.
How big a step was tonight as far as, you know, you haven't played in the game in so long?
It was a good feeling. I knew I could play. I've done all the OTAs. It felt good. Did the training camp. Felt good. Just, you know, tweaked my hamstring and missed two preseason games, just trying to make sure it was right. But it felt good tonight, you know, being out there.
Do you feel like you need to play in that last game, or are you ready to go for the opener?
I'm ready. I mean, you didn't see me? I mean, I was out there rolling. I didn't, you know, took me a couple of, you know, series to get rolling, you know, because I said, like I said, I was a little rusty, you know, here. Hat placement, you know, in a bad spot, stuff here and there, but, you know, that's stuff I can clean up in practice.
Fitness-wise, how were you going live for the longest time you've been live this summer?
I felt good. I could have played the whole game. Like I said, you know, this offense, you can't really never get conditioned for it, but, you know, I felt good, you know, the quarters we did play.
Why did Coach say at halftime that you guys were going to go after one more series?
This felt like we was kind of sloppy a little bit, you know, turning the ball over. We want to end on a good note. And we drove the ball down and fumbled it again. So, you know, we just got to clean up little stuff like that.
Did you feel like you guys were sloppy in the first half?
I felt like, you know, we didn't play and execute the plays like we're supposed to. But, you know, that's stuff we can fix. You know, that's why we played the preseason game.
You've never had an interception in a regular season game. Was that your first ever?
Yeah. I had my first interception. Felt good. Fortunately, it wasn't in the regular season, but it's a good start. It's how you want the preseason to go to lead up to, you know, Monday night.
Can you take us through that play?
I think we were in like a cover four, and I had a slot receiver. I just rerouted him. He ran a little dig behind me, and I, you know, kind of turned around, and the ball was coming, and just put my hands up and, you know, tried to get my hands on it, and then it came right down to me.
It looked like you were
winning defense first season.
I thought we played good. We gave up that real long run, which just some guys on the backside took the wrong angles, which we can't do. We can't give up that kind of play. But I still think we're still coming together. Guys are, you know, learning to just do their job every play together. And I thought we played well. It was another step forward.
It looked like you were lined up as a joker on the one in which you got the sack. And it seems like they do that with you every now and then. Can you talk a little bit about that play in general?
Yeah,
that's using you in that way.
Well, yeah, that's an odd front. And, you know, we do different stuff with it. I insert at different places. We haven't really showed it. It's the first time we showed it. It's good to see you're paying attention. But I just ended up running a twist game with the center, and I knocked the center off, and then there was some pressure on the other side, and I got the sack.
Getting to play for the longest you've gotten to play with, how'd you feel fitness-wise and what's going on?
To be honest, we're pretty tired. I mean, it's real humid down here. But once I caught my second win, someone in the second corner, I felt a lot better. So I think with each game, we're getting in better shape.
How'd you feel about going out for the second half, that one drive?
I felt good. I was trying to score. Bryce made a great run, but things didn't go in our favor. But I know he was hustling and he was trying.
How much can you learn about yourself and get better from an experience like tonight where maybe it didn't go perfect?
I think you have to be resilient. I think the first couple of drives, you really learn what the player is about. You know, you get to see his moves instead of, you know, you're not watching film, you're actually out there. So once I got adjusted to some of the moves, what he was going to do, I felt a lot more comfortable when I was able to attack.
What kind of things do you guys need to clean up?
Just fundamental stuff. And always, you know, there's always things to clean up scheme-wise and communication, everybody being on the same page, same things. But stuff we work on in practice and get better at.
Do you feel like you guys are coming together communication-wise now that this was the longest you guys have played together?
Yeah, definitely. As a defense, we're definitely coming together and getting that chemistry. And this is about when, you know, you start coming together as a team and as a unit. And everybody starts gelling and, you know, starts working together and playing.
Seemed like you guys bounced back from that opening drive touchdown. Right after that, I think it was 3-and-out interception, 3-and-out again. Were you doing anything different? Or?
No, we were doing pretty much the same stuff. Just everybody's real assignment sound. Everybody was just doing their job, being 1-11th in the defense. And, just handling their job. And it all comes together.